Welcome back into the program. Wednesday, we are now almost to championship weekend in college football, which is bittersweet. It means that we're before a nice weekend of college football, but it also means we're at the end of another regular season, and I can't believe we're already there, but here we are. The SEC championship game is between Auburn and Missouri. We'll talk about that, as well as a number of other championship games this weekend and where it all shakes out in the BCS. The new BCS top five is Florida State number one, Ohio State number two, Auburn number three, Alabama four, and Missouri five. So three SEC schools in the top five of the BCS top 10. And we're joined now by the college football professor, as he is with us every single Wednesday. And professor, it was an interesting Saturday of college football. Alabama went down to Auburn on a most bizarre play.
Yes, and the whole game, who could have scripted that kind of game, the way things happened. A lot of things unfolded. It was very, very interesting. And that's what happens in a lot of those games. A bounce of the ball this way. That's why that football is not like a basketball. It don't have true bounces.
You're right about that. And one team that is doing very well on the hardwood, on the basketball court, and in football is the Duke Blue Devils. Coached by David Cutcliffe, I think he has done a masterful job. And if they were to pull off the unthinkable, with all due respect to Coach Gus Malzahn, if they do the unthinkable this weekend and beat Florida State, it'll be hard to not say he's Coach of the Year. Let's start there. This matchup is for the ACC championship game. It's in Charlotte, and both teams are coming into this game with a lot of momentum, but Florida State obviously unbeaten. Jameis Winston still at the quarterback. But Duke, do they have a shot in this game?
Well, I'm going to have to put myself out on a limb here and tell you that I'm a Duke doubter, and I have been, and they've surprised me all year. I would never, in my wildest imagination, thought of them as winning 10 games. I know that you were high on Duke to start with at the beginning of the year, and I didn't go along with you, so I'm going to have to give kudos to you. You were right. But I will come again and say that I don't see them being able to really keep it close.
Well, I appreciate that. I was high on Duke, but I agree with you. I have to agree with you today. I'm not high on Duke this weekend. I don't think they will be able to get it done. I think the Florida State offense, Jameis Winston, I mean, let's be honest, if it was a close game, if Duke held it close and was in the fourth quarter, I would still say Florida State would have the firepower to be able to pull away. Very impressed with their receiving core, led by Kelvin Benjamin. And their running game is a little underrated, too. That doesn't get much publicity because of Jameis Winston's play. But they put up excellent rushing yards, and they haven't played the best of schedules, but they've played more. They have more bowl team wins than anyone else in the top five right now. They have beaten, they have six. They're tied for the most bowl team wins, second to Auburn, I should note. But their conference, the ACC, has more bowl-eligible teams than the SEC. The ACC has 11, and the SEC has 10. Not that that really matters, but right. But Florida State has had a good year, and there's no denying that, and I think they will cruise right into the national championship game. Well, let's look at another matchup, or two matchups, actually, in the Big 12. They don't play a championship game, but they do have that extra weekend. First, number 25, Texas, is on the road against Baylor, and also Oklahoma is on the road at Oklahoma State, and this will all factor into who wins the conference championship.
Well, I'm going to say this. I told you 2 weeks ago that at that time, I wasn't so sure that Oklahoma State wasn't the best one-loss team. I think they've kind of been in the shadows, and you know, and like they do every year, they lose a game they should not have lost and takes them out of the picture. But they have a really impressive team, in my opinion. I mean, they're good on offense, they're good on defense. I think they're maybe, how can you be where they are and say they're underrated? But I'm not sure they're not an underrated team.
If you look at the top teams that are in contention, and you see Alabama with the loss to Auburn, Missouri, of course, lost to South Carolina in overtime. Michigan State lost to Notre Dame, 17-13, and there you have Oklahoma State losing to West Virginia. Would you say that's the worst loss of any of the one-loss teams?
It may be.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jacob, I've said for years, it's kind of almost coined the phrase, that for a team to go undefeated, it almost always has to be really good and lucky. Because there's going to be one game where just every bounce goes your way, and there's going to be one game where every bounce goes against you. And that's just that's the way it happened. It happens. You go in, play a game, and you can't explain it. You can't explain how things go the way they go. And so I think that's the case about, you know, Oklahoma State.
In the Pac-12 championship game, this game will be played in Arizona. The Arizona State Sun Devils have come on as of late. They really have. They are two-loss team on the year. One of their losses was 37-34 in overtime to Notre Dame, and they also lost to number 5 Stanford. But they only have one conference loss of the year. They're playing in the Pac-12 title game. And this game's a little under the radar because neither of these teams will be in the BCS game, so nobody really cares from a national standpoint. But I think it's going to be an interesting game as number 7 Stanford travels to Arizona State. This game's 6:45 on ESPN. And it's also two teams battling to see who can get in the Rose Bowl, which is a coveted spot out in the Pac-12. And I think, as good as Stanford is, don't sleep on Arizona State. I think they could win this game.
Absolutely. And, Jacob, I might say this here. And I know that there's a lot of hyperbole that people use about championships and going undefeated and all those kind of things. And I think a lot of the discussion on that has taken a lot away from some really, really outstanding games. And this Arizona State-Stanford game is it's a really, really outstanding game. And it's not going to get the kind of recognition it should. And yet, who are college football fans, we talk about enjoying the game and enjoying to see really good teams squaring off. And yet, we put all eggs in one basket. So I just feel like it's something that hurts us in the sense it hurts us as football fans when we narrow our vision. So just to look at the champion or the championship or that kind of thing, because we really then miss an Arizona State-Stanford game, which is really a big game.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's well said. College football is supposed to be played for enjoyment of the game, and there are too many games each year that are fantastic football games that are overlooked because they don't have the BCS implications that others do. And I think you put that very well, and I would like to hear that more from our college football analysts today. We see also on Fox, and this one does have BCS implications and quite a bit of them, number 2 Ohio State, this is 7:17 on Fox Saturday night, is going to be playing number 10 Michigan State, once beaten on the year. They are both undefeated in Big Ten play, so something's got to give here. Michigan State boasts the best defense in a number of categories. Ohio State doesn't at all. They gave up 41 points to Michigan last week, but they have a very prolific offense when you look at Braxton Miller and the way they can move the ball with that option run attack. I think this is going to be a very interesting game and could go either way. I'm curious to hear your take.
Well, I think that Ohio State will win the game, but Michigan State does a really tremendous job. You know, when you talk about coaches, you know, Michigan State never has a high recruiting class. You know, out of the Big Ten, it's Michigan and Ohio State that gets the big recruits and they're rated high. And you never see Michigan State rated high, but yet he takes those players he gets and he can compete with anybody. And so I think it'll be a very entertaining game, and I don't know why that I say that, but I think that Ohio State will win the game, but I just don't know.
Mark D'Antonio, he is one of the most underrated coaches in the country. Good point. And yes, this game could go either way. I have a feeling that Michigan State might pull off the upset, but obviously wouldn't be surprised if, as you said, Ohio State pulls it out in the end. But I would lean toward Michigan State at this point. 3 o'clock on CBS, the SEC Championship, number 5, Missouri, and number 3, Auburn, both teams once beaten on the year. Auburn, of course, lost in September to LSU on the road. Missouri lost at home in overtime to South Carolina in late October. So the question becomes here, which team has the advantage? Which team has more momentum coming into this game? I think that's pretty inarguable. Auburn, obviously, after last week. But is Auburn, are they getting so much attention and so much hype that we're forgetting about a Missouri team that has done just about everything they've been asked to do this year?
Well, I think this game is, I think it's up for grabs. Missouri, as you've heard me say, Jacob, I think their defensive line is one of the best in the country. And if they can contain that line of scrimmage, it could be quite different. But at the same time, Auburn seems to pull off plays that work in every situation. So I don't know, but I am impressed with Missouri's defensive line.
Yes, Michael Sam and that Missouri defensive line, they're one of the better. And it's amazing to think that Missouri, a team that was mid-level Big 12, would come into the SEC and have a shot to win the league in the second year and do it because it has one of the better defensive lines. But that is exactly what they've done. And I think Gary Pinkel, you have to credit him on recognizing the problems last year. You can't compete in the SEC if you're not physical up front. Well, guess what? They got physical really quickly, and now Missouri is a force to be reckoned with. I would say this, though. Auburn's running attack is something unlike they have seen this year. They did see somewhat of an interesting offense last week with Texas A&M, but even that is much different. This is a running attack that is multifaceted, and it is almost like a passing game. If you could stop Auburn's run and make Nick Marshall throw the ball, I wonder if you could slow down this Auburn offense quite a bit. But nobody's done that. Even Alabama wasn't able to do that.
Right.
So we will
see. Well, it'll be a great game, I think.
It will be. I expect a lot of points, but I also think the defenses will probably show up as well. Well, that's week 15, so to speak, because it's not a true week. There aren't regular season games in every conference, but it is week 15 of the college football season. The final week where we have true college football. Next week we'll have Army-Navy and the Heisman ceremony, but it moves toward the postseason and bowl games after that. But college football, Professor, can you believe we're putting the wraps already on the 2013 season?
It's hard to put in perspective, isn't it?
It really is. Well, thanks for being with us, and we will be back next week. College football professor will be back to recap it and talk about what to look forward to in the bowl games as we get ready for those.
Go ahead. Looking forward to it, Jacob.
Yep. We will be back next week for Jacob Bunn and BunnSports.com. We'll see you next time.